And do you ever hear of any other way of keeping the hay outside besides the haystack?
The only thing I've ever seen is the little machines that come along and neatly bundle them and wire them and everything else, mm-hmm. and you have bales of hay.
Mm-hmm. What about them? You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough would grow back again so you could cut it again that year, what would you call that?
I don't know. A second crop.
Okay. And a place where you would turn the cows out to graze, that would be?
A pasture.
And do you ever sit here a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking them?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen?
Uh-uh.
And the place around the barn, fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around.
I'm thinking of a corral. I don't know if that would be the same thing.
What's a corral like?
A corral. When you think of a corral, you think of horses enclosed by a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be close to a barn, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a cow lot or barnyard?
No, a barnyard. A barnyard would be, in general, the barnyard, though. Uh-huh. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not familiar.
The barnyard is something around the barn?
Yeah. To me, in my eyes, it wouldn't necessarily have to be enclosed,
uh-huh.
you know.
Just that area?
Yeah, the general area, right.
And say if you planted just a small area of, say, sweet potatoes, you'd refer to that as a sweet potato
patch.
What else would grow in a patch? What other kinds of patches can you have besides a sweet potato patch?
Strawberry patch, blackberry patch. Anything would be a patch because mm-hmm. it would be a small area.
And what different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Wood.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fence would you have around your yard?
Now, you mean like a picket fence?
Mm-hmm. What's a picket fence look like?
Picket fence is small slats of wood.
Mm-hmm. Is it
pointed at the end?
Mm-hmm. Is it woven together or nailed together?
It's nailed together, and most of the time the design is sawtooth at the top. It's in different lengths.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called a paling fence?
Mm-mm.
What about a kind of a wire fence they have around the pasture nowadays?
Nowadays?
Yeah, that it would catch your clothes on.
Oh, a barbed wire fence.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to put up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
For the post.
And you'd take the wire and nail it to the...
To the post.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several...
Posts.
Okay. What about a fence that went in and out like this?
Basket weave?
No, it's made out of wood. It's a real old-fashioned kind.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a worm fence or rail fence? Or?
Oh, a rail fence, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That would be like small logs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they used to have those in this area?
I don't know. I think so. I'm not really sure.
What about, a big farm nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and
a dairy farm?
Okay. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm?
Dairy products.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators? Did you ever hear people talk about that?